Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. We've all heard the advice, just stay positive. Look on the bright side. But let's be honest, sometimes the bright side is hard to find. Life has a way of throwing curveballs that no amount of positive thinking can fix. So, what do you do when the diagnosis is scary? What do you do when the bills are due? What do you do when the future feels like a fog? Is there a hope that doesn't depend on everything going right? Today, we discover a hope that is deeper than optimism. It's a confidence rooted in the character of God Himself. In today's message titled, Godly Optimism, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores what it truly means to move beyond just hoping for the best and start living with a confident expectation of God's goodness. Let's join in.
Godly optimism is maintaining a positive attitude that God is at work in your life, knowing that He is good and that your future is secure in Him. That's being optimistic in a godly fashion. Here we are not talking about merely positive thinking or ignoring reality, but a firm, unwavering confidence in the finished work of Jesus Christ and the faithfulness of God's Word. That's what we're talking about. It is a perspective anchored in the belief that God is actively working for the good of the believer, regardless of current circumstances. You know, in Romans chapter 8, verse 20, the Bible says that, and He causes all things to work together for good, for those who loved Him and those that He has called, you see? So we know God is working things out for us, and for that matter, negativity is out of the way. Godly optimism is a philosophy. It's a way of thinking. It's a system of thinking through which a believer interprets life events in a very different way. We operate under a different set of rules. So we are choosing to focus on God's promises rather than the negative situations that we find ourselves in or the negative circumstances that we see around us. Unlike bad hope or superficial optimism that relies on selfish desires, godly optimism is aligned with God's will and His Word. That's what we are dealing with here. We need to recognize that God is loving and merciful. He loved us even when we were sinners, when we didn't know where to go, when we were not following His rules. He came to die for us. And that alone makes me optimistic, my friend. Godly optimism involves choosing a positive attitude by allowing the Holy Spirit to guide thoughts and desires, hallelujah, that you are involved in. Understand that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. That's what the Bible says. So it is the conviction that because of the cross, even painful experiences are temporary, hallelujah. And the ultimate outcome is victory. You look at victory in the unseen. It does not matter what is happening to you right now. Victory is yours because Christ has overcome the world. You see, godly optimism requires a deliberate, proactive focus on God's word rather than relying on circumstances, relying on what people are saying, relying on situations. No, it requires effort to resist the natural tendency towards discouragement. You need to be able to encourage yourself in the word. That's what we're talking about, being optimistic in a godly way, not in a selfish way, not just thinking whichever way you want now, according to the word of God. So being optimistic is not about ignoring life's challenges or pretending everything is perfect. Rather, it is a proactive mindset that enables you to manage and ultimately rise above your problems. So how do you rise above your problems? How do you do that? By focusing on solutions rather than the obstacles. People are complaining left, right, center, but focus on solutions. You have Jesus Christ, who is the answer. You have the Word of God, which is the answer. So focus on solutions rather than the obstacles, rather than the problems. Think about the solutions. Think about God, with whom all things are possible. That's what you do, and that makes you an optimistic guy. I tell you, we are the children of God, and we have His Spirit. He who is in us is greater than the one coming against us. And for that matter, I am optimistic. I know that my God will never leave me nor forsake me. So I would rather focus on solutions rather than the obstacles or the problems that are coming against me. So staying positive or being optimistic is not about ignoring reality. It's not about ignoring what is happening around you, but about ensuring that the Word of God has more influence on your life than the negativity of the world. Hallelujah. And that's what you need to focus on. That's what you need to do. So cultivating an optimistic mindset will enable you to overcome life's problems, to overcome any difficulty life will throw at you. You being positive and optimistic, you see, if you want to rise above your problem, then stay positive or be optimistic. Hallelujah. So most people are negative. They are negative, they are pessimistic, and they are not positive at all. They would rather talk about problems than offer a solution. Every time they're just looking at the problem, the Bible says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me," which means you are focusing on God's bigness, God's greatness, the power of God, rather than the problems that you are facing. There are people who would rather complain than praise God. They would rather listen to and believe in what the media is saying than what the Word of God is saying. If you live by that way, you would always be in the depression mood. Hallelujah. I pray that that will not be your portion. But it depends on where you are looking. It depends on what you are focusing on. So the media is not what will really help you at all. Doesn't mean we don't watch or listen to news, but we got to be careful what they are saying and compare with the Word of God. The media thrives on controversy and tragedy. Watch the news, read the newspaper, or listen to the negative conversations of those around you. If you do that long enough, you will find yourself discouraged. I'm telling you, you will be in a negative mindset. So how do you stay optimistic in the midst of negativity around you? I tell you, you can rise above the noise of negativity and live your life according to the promises of God's word. All the promises of God are in Him, yes and amen, in through Christ. Hallelujah. He is God who is faithful. Has He said and He will not do it? Has He said and He will not bring it to pass? He's not a son of man to change His mind. And that makes me optimistic, my friend. That makes me live a positive life. Being optimistic affects the state of your heart. It affects your whole being. And as a result, directly impacts your world around you. I'm telling you, learn how to use your time to reflect God's kingdom and to fulfill your purpose in life. Rely on the Word of God. That's what's going to make you live as an overcomer. I'm talking about how to stay optimistic in all the negative things around us. We definitely are living in the negative world, I tell you, where all the bad things are being amplified. All the bad things are being magnified. All the bad things are being exaggerated. And the good things are being diminished. So you need to know the Word of God and His promises. Hallelujah. That will really help you to have a positive attitude no matter what's happening. If I could talk to every one of you listening, there are some of you listening right now who live this way. You are positive. You are focusing on the Word of God. But the vast majority of Christians and even the regular church goers, the majority of you let your mind be controlled by what you see. You let your mind be controlled by what you hear, instead of by the Word of God. That's what you need to really pay attention to. The Word of God is true and pure. And so when you run into trouble, you just either sit and worry and let it bother you, you know? or you run to somebody else and ask for help. The Bible says, do not be troubled. You see, don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Jesus was saying this in John chapter 14, verse 1. And the Bible says that be anxious for nothing. Be worried for nothing. Be depressed for nothing. So it means you can't say, oh, preacher man, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, I'm quoting the Bible. And you have to really let it sink in your heart that if we will not be anxious for nothing, if it's not possible, the Bible will not say that. He said, be anxious, be depressed, be worried for nothing. But in everything, by prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be made unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will fill your heart and guide you through Christ Jesus. God knows that you can do that, you see. And that's an optimistic living. That's living a positive life. You don't know how to encourage yourself if you are still going by what the world is saying, the world's philosophy, the world's system of thinking, because everybody is worried. Everybody is depressed. Everybody is anxious. So you think it's normal. But as a Christian, as a child of God, you operate under different set of rules. I'm telling you, this is how you do it. You take the word of God and you meditate on it until it begins to rejoice your heart. It will work every time, I'm telling you. When God appointed Joshua to replace Moses' servant, in Joshua chapter 1, the Bible says that this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night and observe to do what is written in it. And then the Bible said there would be result. The result is that you will find your way prosperous and have good success. You see, the word of God is what is actually going to allow you to live an overcoming life, to rise above your problems and be optimistic. We're talking about godly optimism. You see, if you believe what the word of God says, if these things are true, there is no excuse for any of us being depressed or any of us being defeated. I'm telling you, the Bible says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors. If God be for us, who can be against us? That makes me live a positive life. That makes me live a life of optimism. You know, Bible says, who has overcome the world? And the Bible answered that question for you and me. That whoever has received Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, they have overcome the world. Because Jesus said, these things I'm telling you, so that in me you will have peace. In the world you will have problems. You will have tribulations. You will have troubles. But Bible says, hold your peace. He said, rejoice because I have overcome the world. It's the power of God in you. The God who would never leave you or forsake you. The God who died for you. He is the one that will let you live that positive life. I tell you, focus on the word of God. And I tell you, all these negativities that will let you be depressed, that will let you be anxious, that will let you be hopeless, all these negativities will be wiped away. If you will focus on the word of God, I'm telling you, I don't care what's going on in the world. It doesn't matter who is the prime minister. It doesn't matter who is the president. It doesn't matter who is ruling what and why. It does not matter what's going on. The word of God will change the way you see things. Don't see temporary things as permanent. Your situation right now does not define you, I'm telling you. Because all will pass away. Bible says that we do not look at the things that we are seeing right now. But instead, we focus on the things that are not seen. Why? Because you are looking into the future. You are letting your spiritual eyes focus on God's promises. Though it's not come to pass yet, it's not been manifested in the physical. But in the spiritual realm, things are happening. And very soon, I'm telling you, you will see it manifest in the physical. Glory be to God. Godly optimism is not merely positive thinking or ignoring reality, but a firm, unwavering confidence, I'm telling you, because of the finished work of Christ. His work on the cross is more than enough. His resurrection is more than enough for you and me. My friend, focus on God. Recognize that He's a loving and merciful God. And I tell you, you will live a positive, optimistic life. If you are born again, focus on the Word of God. And if you are not born again, then this message is not even applicable to you. Every day you wake up, you live in fear. You live in anxiety. You live a hopeless life. But I brought you hope. You need to take a first step by taking Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.